This is the VOA Special English Health Report. A new study in the United States says mental disorders appear to be common in college-age adults, but most do not seek treatment. Researchers at the New York State Psychiatric Institute and Columbia University in New York City did the study. It appears this month in the Archives of General Psychiatry. The study compared the mental health of college students to that of non-students the same age. About half of Americans age 18 to 24 attend college. The information used in the study came from 5,000 college-age men and women. They were questioned for a national survey between 2001 and 2002. About 2,000 of them were college students. The questioners were not doctors, but trained interviewers. The questions were based on symptoms listed in a book widely used by doctors to identify mental disorders. The researchers found that 20% of college students abused alcohol, the most common disorder in that group. Personality disorders, like obsessive-compulsive disorder, came next. The study says almost 18% of college students appeared to have a personality disorder. That was true of about 22% of those not in college. The college students were also less likely to have a drug use disorder, nicotine dependence, or bipolar disorder, and they were less likely to have used tobacco. But their risk of alcohol disorders was greater. The National Institutes of Health and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention helped pay for the study. Overall, the study found that almost half of all the college-age individuals showed signs of at least one psychiatric disorder. The researchers say this age group may be especially sensitive to disorders because of the great pressures of entering adulthood. Yet, they say only one-fourth sought treatment. Joseph Glenn Mullen is a psychiatrist at Harvard Medical School who believes that psychiatric medications are overused. He told the Bloomberg News Agency that the finding of a psychiatric disorder in about half of those studied seems extraordinarily high. He says it may represent what he called a watering down of the diagnostic criteria such that they capture more people with milder symptoms. What he is saying is that more people may be told they have a mental disorder because the definitions have been widened. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report. I'm Steve Ember.